The Society of St. Vincent de Paul says more than 250,000 people sought its help last year. The charity says it's the highest number of calls since they began documenting them in 2007 and represents a 10% increase compared to 2022. A third of callers were people, they say, requesting help to buy food. The charity's head of social justice, Tricia Keelty, is with us here in studio. Very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the News at One. I mean, it's a big increase, 10% on 22 compared to 23, but in fact, calls are up a really very significant level since the outset of the pandemic, aren't they?
Yes, that's right. So if we look back to 2020, calls are up in the region of 46% compared to that time. So what we've seen really since the pandemic, we've seen cost of living crisis obviously increase. We've seen people maybe struggling to get back to work after COVID and having long periods without an income or a lower income, and that really having a knock-on impact over a longer period of time. So it's been a very, very busy time for our volunteers and a very difficult time for people who are seeking our help.
And the reasons people are contacting Vincent de Paul, as I said, a need for help with buying food is one, but there are other typical reasons why someone would pick up the phone.
Yeah, there's very, very basic needs that people are really struggling to pay for at the moment. As you mentioned there, 90,000 requests for help with food. And often behind that, that could be another issue that families maybe had a big bill and then they have discretion over their food budget. So that's what they cut back on and that's why they reach out. But we've also had a significant increase in people seeking help with energy. And that's not surprising given the dramatic increase in electricity and gas prices over the last 2 years in particular. We're also seeing, you know, requests for help with basic things like household goods, furniture, clothing, things like that. And people, you know, just reaching out who are lonely, feeling isolated. And I suppose what we've really noted in the last year in particular and what our members are saying to us is the level of mental health difficulties out there. People really under stress and strain, and that's coming through in our calls as well, because it's not always easy to pick up the phone, but we are here and the only criteria for help is need.
Now, we've had this series of cuts in or cuts announced in electricity and gas prices, another one today from Electric Ireland. Will they combined with the, or are they, will they combined with the government's energy supports make at least some difference?
Yeah, look, it's really welcome that we're seeing prices come down, and we're particularly pleased to see the standing charge come down. That's a fixed cost, so that has a bigger impact on lower income households as well. But the reality is they're still dramatically higher than they were a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, 85% higher than they were. So really that hasn't gone away. People are still struggling. Now, the end of January, we'll see the moratorium on disconnections being lifted. So we really need to see a coordinated response to that, because people may have arrears, and we know that there's a significant number of customers in arrears with very high levels of debt, and they'll need support once that moratorium is lifted, because really it's not acceptable if people are being disconnected.
More broadly, are people getting deeper into debt?
Yes, absolutely. So we're not only seeing more people fall into debt, but the level of debt is much higher, particularly on gas. And obviously now with the colder weather at the moment we're experiencing, we're really worried about people who are fearful about turning on their heating and the impact that will have on their physical health. And the same goes for people in rural areas who are reliant on oil and maybe can't afford a full fill of that to keep the heating on.
Credit card debt, debts to money lenders.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose that's something that we see particularly in January time after Christmas, where families, you know, want that break from the grinding nature of poverty. They want to have a special moment with their family, and maybe they do fall into debt, and then that's an issue then for the new year that people will have to deal with.
You're making the point in your release today, the government is committed to reducing consistent poverty to 2% or less by 2025, but that's something which you say is going to need in the year ahead, a move towards benchmarking our social protection system to what people need to live. Now, what does benchmarking in that context mean?
So from our point of view, and we say that we want to see the social protection system linked and based on evidence. So what does it cost to live a dignified life? And data from the Vincentian MESL Research Centre tells us what the cost of a minimum essential standard of living is. So we want to see government move towards, have a strategy to bring the floor of our social protection system up to that level, so people aren't going without the basics, and that our social protection system and our social welfare rates are never so low that people can't afford what they need to live.
So what is that living wage, if I can use that, or a living income, basic income? What should it look like?
So it depends on household type and household size. But basically, we would need to see our core social welfare rate increase by almost €50 per week to meet that benchmark. Now, Ireland is very unusual in that we don't link our social protection system to agreed metrics, whether that's consumer prices, whether that's wages. So really what we're saying is we need to see a strategy here. We need longer term thinking to ensure that people aren't struggling to make ends meet on a daily basis and give people certainty to plan for the future as well. And that's what really it is all about.
In the meantime, are you expecting a further increase in calls in the year ahead?
We are prepared for that. That's what we are. That's what we're here for. I suppose we are trying to be hopeful in the new year. We are seeing prices fall in terms of energy and food, but they're still extremely high, and we still have a huge poverty problem in this country that needs to be addressed.
Tricia Keelty, thank you very much indeed for talking to us here on the News at One. That's Tricia Keelty, Head of Social Justice and Policy with St. Vincent de Paul.